This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us on a Friday, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I appreciate you. I go by the name of King Bash with the Winter Stock himself. Now, our motoring journalist, Prashoma Naidu, is back in the driver's seat, fresh from Cape Town, where he got an exclusive look at the all-new, fully electric Volvo EX90, a luxurious seven-seater that is turning heads. Prashoma is here to break it all down for us. He, you know, also recently spent some time behind the wheel of the refreshed Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid, known for sipping fuel and delivering smooth drives. And as always, he'll leave us with a handy motoring tip and a fire hot gem of the week, right? Prashoma is on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashoma. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm good. I can, from listening to you and, you know, being on the phone with you, I can already, you know, smell the beach off you, you know, the sandy beach off you. I'm sure you had a great time.
I was excited, hey?
Oh, I can imagine. I envy you so much. But nonetheless, Prashoven, you know, let's start off with the Corolla Cross. Anything new or noteworthy with the updated hybrid?
Yeah, so the Corolla Cross, you know, it's been quite a top seller in South Africa, 22,000 units were sold last year. And so the refreshed one is just a minor facelift, improved, you know, interior, and just, you know, getting behind the wheel of the hybrid model. I quite liked it, eh? Visually, looks aggressive, bolder. They call it geometric lines all over in the front bumper and redesigned bumper, headlights. Especially in the top spec models, the XR and the GRS trims, and a refreshed rear end too. So not much really going on. Inside, tech-wise, they've elevated it a little bit, you know, a bigger screen, user-friendly, crisper displays. But that being said, yeah, just sharper visuals, and, you know, driving it reminded me of why I liked it when I drove it back in 2022. Okay. You know, it had a 1.8-liter four-cylinder petrol motor with that hybrid system. So, you know, I got about 5.3 liters per 100 kilometers in driving day-to-day. And that was quite impressive for that, you know, crossover SUV. And I see why consumers like it. It drives smooth. It's refined. Yes, CVT gearboxes are not my cup of tea, but in the Corolla Cross, it works quite well. And I think reliability and reputation is what Toyota prides themselves on.
All right. Now, they say newer is better, Prashoven, but what is the price tag? And do you think, you know, Toyota will continue dominating the sales charts with this one?
I think so, eh? I think definitely with the rise of pricing and, you know, all that stuff, especially with new Chinese entrants coming into the market, I think, you know, Toyota still continues to dominate. Pricing starts at 414,000 Rand for the entry-level XI model. The hybrid model I had, the XR hybrid, is 545,000 Rand. So, you know, there's a lot of other choices, optional, you know, pricing brackets for other buyers out there. There's variety. So I think the fuel-saving hybrid might be the best choice. Mm. And considering value, comfort, Toyota's reputation is there. And yeah, there's a lot of other features, touchless cruise control, lane assist, 360-degree camera. But it depends on the model you get, really.
All right. Now, let's shift gears a bit. I mean, let's speak about the Volvo EX90. I saw you also posted a story, you know, when you were beside the car on your Instagram story. What were your first impressions of its design?
I thought it was quite charming. It definitely makes quite a statement. Volvo elegance, as I like to put it, clean, minimalistic lines. The front end design is very smoothed out. They call those lights Thor hammer because it's the shape of a hammer.
Wow.
So they put that in front of the, you know, the design of the front bumper. But overall, it just looks quite big. It's a family SUV, but it's just modern. It's a futuristic twist to, let's say, the Volvo XC90. And I think visually it does turn heads, but the price tag is what I'm looking forward to sharing with you in the next few questions.
All right, and what about the interior? I mean, plus, you know, how did it feel on the road? Is it as refined as it looks?
You know what? Sadly, I wish we had more time with it, because when we arrived in Stelis to sample the car, we had to share the car. So between me and my co-pilot driver, we only had 30 minutes to drive the car, and 15 had to split it up 15 minutes for myself to drive. So there wasn't really much time to report on, you know, it. So we had to wait for the test unit to arrive. But driving-wise, it's very smooth. It's very composed. It has air suspension. It's quite fast. It's 0 to 100 in 4.9 seconds. Packs a lot of punch, 380 kilowatts and 910 newton meters of torque. So it's very fast. But I did notice there was slight cabin noise and highway speeds and a creaky brake pedal as well, which was, you know, arguably something that you don't really expect from something high-end. But design-wise, you know, inside, simple, minimalistic, standard features. Had a big, gigantic 4.5-inch screen. All your functions can be navigated by that. The only problem is when you're trying to change your, you know, your steering, adjust your steering, you have to adjust it via the touchscreen or your mirrors. So you have to, it's very tech-laden. And realistically, I think you might like it. 25 speaker Bowers and Wilkins sound system was great, quite good. But overall, lots of features, you know, lots of features, heated seats, massaging seats. So they did really go out all out, but I'm just trying to grapple with the pricing. That's where my mind is at right now.
All right. And now let's head straight into what you promised to share with us. What kind of price are we looking at for the EX90, and who is it, or who is actually it up against in the premium electric SUV space?
All right, the price tag, drum roll. So it is 2,650,000 Rand. And
no way.
Yes, that raised a few eyebrows at the launch. It's not a small number, even in luxury EV world. So, but you do get a decent package. They throw in a 5-year warranty, 8-year battery warranty, 5 years of roadside assistance, and 2 years of free public charging. But that being said, it's still quite pricey, and it's going against some heavy hitters like Mercedes-Benz EQS SUV and the BMW iX division. So, you know, it really does depend whether Volvo can carve out its own space in this competitive premium EV segment. It's still up for debate, but especially with Volvo's, you know, dealer networks that's changing in South Africa, they are shrinking down a bit. So, yeah, that's the story with Volvo.
Wow. All right, before we let you go, Prashuman, can you hit us up with Motoring Tip of the Week and get us straight into the weekend with that hot jam?
All right. Thank you, King Bear. So, always give your car a few seconds to settle before driving. Especially in colder weather, then the fluids circulate, the systems, you know, can can improve long-term performance and reduce wear on components like transmission, the battery. It's a small habit, but it makes quite a big difference. And let's end off with Agora Hills by Doja Cat.
Thank you so much, Prashuman. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead and catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. As always, have a blessed one, and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.